When the U.S. Armed Forces first started sending women soldiers into combat zones a generation ago, most of the popular images of women in arms seemed to be of jet pilots and ships' captains. There was another face this week when Iraqi captors told a line of U.S. prisoners of war to face the cameras. An army cook who was the 30-year-old single mother of a 2-year-old child.
What's your name?
Shana.
Shana?
Yes.
Where are you come from?
Texas.
Army Specialist Shoshana Johnson from El Paso, Texas, a cook in the 507th Maintenance Company. My wife saw Specialist Johnson, imprisoned and possibly injured according to reports, still find the pluck to sit up taller and declare that she's from Texas. And my wife bellowed at the television screen, "You go, girl." Specialist Johnson is a chef who can make chicken enchiladas for 600. She's wanted to be a soldier since she joined her high school ROTC. Her father, Claude Johnson, is a retired Army sergeant who served in the first Gulf War. Her sister, Nikki, a U.S. Army captain. Three uncles and an aunt have also served. She dropped out of the University of Texas at El Paso because, according to friends, she found it unfulfilling. The Army, she said, did something important. She was ordered into the Gulf just a month ago. Her friend, Teresa Rowland, remembers saying, "This is ridiculous. They can send someone else. You're a cook and the mother of a 2-year-old child." She says Shoshana Johnson told her, "And I'm a soldier." She felt that if the war was worth the loss of life, it was worth the risk of hers. I've learned in covering conflicts that the U.S. and British armies are not today your grandfather's armed forces. There are still a lot of fresh-faced soldiers who look piercingly young, shuck their Kevlar vests and helmets. They could be boy or girl scouts. But there are also a lot of older people, professionals with education, mortgages, and children. They have rich lives at stake that they don't want to lose. But they also feel that not only young people should bear the risks of war. Now, at this network, we usually refrain from running audio tape from prisoners of war in captivity. We're reluctant to interview their families. With so much real news to impart, it seems unnecessary and coarse to ask the family of someone who's been captured, "How do you feel?" But the families we often see on television put themselves forward because they worry that the country may forget about their loved ones as the war churns on. When Shoshana Johnson's parents were interviewed this week, they told reporters, "We hope she's being treated as a lady." And they said they prayed for the safety of other soldiers in captivity. "Those soldiers," Eunice Johnson said, "are our kids, too."